and very pleased now to be joined by the director of development at the Canucks Autism Network, Ryan Yao, to chat a little bit about the network and the game tonight. Ryan, thanks very much for taking some time to chat with us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you both for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, hey, listen, yeah, Ryan. Sorry, Jamie, not to cut you up, but Ryan, what about the Demko signing? Come on, buddy, give us your take. This is your opportunity. You've always wanted to do sports radio. You know, we've worked on all these things together. This is your chance now. Blow the doors
C-Mac,
off.
This
is
your take. You can't put me on the spot like this. You know, we
you can
about
say good.
Time, but, I'm ecstatic. It's amazing. It's great. It's I mean, it's happening. The future's rebuilding, and it's part of the equation.
Nice. Jamie, I cut you off. That's rude of me, but remember, I am the boss. I am the boss.
I know. This is the thing. I can't complain, right? When you cut me off, I just got to roll with it.
I thought it was supposed to be Vic and C-Mac here, and now Jamie's filling in already? Like,
hey.
Come on, C-Mac.
Ryan, he worked with me for 2 days, and he needed to take a week off. That's all I'm going to say.
Man.
That's all. It was that bad. Listen, tonight is a special night, and I know the pandemic has been tough for everyone, and especially your organization. And we've done some great work together over the years with the CAN Pro-Am, where there's a kind of a beer league hockey with a splash of NHL talent, and your average Joes get to play with pros. It's awesome. But I know it's been really difficult. So I'm guessing that tonight is kind of special. Maybe just tell us a little bit about the evening and some of the things that you and the organization have been working on during these tough times in COVID.
Yeah, we're so excited. Our annual autism acceptance night was canceled last year, and we had so much to look forward on. And unfortunately, you know, with COVID, it was 2 or 3 weeks before that night that it got canceled. But we're looking forward to an extremely exciting night tonight. You know, the players have can duckles on there. There's lapel pins that are, you know, worn by the Sportsnet broadcasters, coaches. We have these really, really cool dry fit shirts, but more importantly, we have representation from the autistic community. We have a young man by the name of Gavin who's going to be singing the national anthem.
Yep.
Another gentleman by the name of Ryan who's going to be commentating with Al Murdoch in the box there, and he's done it for a couple years, so we're super excited about that. As well as one of our longtime volunteers who's going to be cranking the siren. She's been a camp nurse for us and is a first responder with Richmond Hospital as a nurse. And we're so excited that all these elements coming together get to celebrate and bring acceptance to autism.
And Ryan, just for our listeners who aren't familiar with the organization, the Canucks Autism Network, just tell us a little bit about what they do, the work, and why it's so important to you personally.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know where to start, C-Mac. Honestly, it's our mission is to provide programs for individuals on the autism spectrum and their families while promoting acceptance, inclusion through the community. This means community engagement, training, and initiatives across BC. And we have well over 5,000 members that access our programs. It's incredible with, you know, 1 in 40 individuals that are diagnosed with autism here in BC. We've hit only the tip of the iceberg, and there's so many more families that, you know, we need to reach out to. And, you know, COVID has really put a damper on that because every single year we see more families accessing our programs and more communities being reached. But, you know, for families and individuals on the spectrum, that look for this continuity and the structure, COVID's really put a damper in that, as well as all of us. So we really had to pivot, and I'm really proud of the team because we've still been able to impact many people on the spectrum. And now we're in the north. You know, we're providing programs in Prince Rupert, in Kitimat, in Prince George. And I'm excited to say probably over 8,000 now in-person and virtual program spots were filled in 2020 despite COVID. So there were that many families and individuals we were able to impact.
That's incredible. And from the station's point of view, we've been so happy that we've been able to partner on numerous different things with you. And hey, listen, not everyone gets to, you know, partake and singing the anthem or you know, doing that siren thing. But there is a way that the listeners out there, the viewers tonight on the broadcast, on the TV side, can take part. And I guess to do a bad dad joke, Ryan, how sweet is this deal that you have going on, this raffle that you guys have put together? Tell us a little bit of that and where the listeners can take part and get their tickets.
Yeah, thanks for that dad joke. I really appreciate it. But a dad joke comes with an awesome raffle. You guys can have the chance to win a Daniel, Henrik, and Petey jersey, all three jerseys, by going to CanucksAutism.ca. Tickets start at $5. As you said, C-Mac, you know, we've been hit tremendously with the inability to run events such as our CAN program and many other fundraising events to support these amazing initiatives. The need is ever even more greater than it's ever been. You know, one of the biggest things for us right now is we're entering a new strategic initiative in the mental health world. And it's something that we discovered as we've been growing our employment initiatives, that it's just so much more important, as it's been a limiting barrier for many individuals on the spectrum. And so our work continues to grow, and your support through visiting CanucksAutism.ca and purchasing a ticket, it means a lot to us as we continue to impact the community.
Ryan, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day. I know it's a really busy one with the game tonight for the Canucks Autism Network. We appreciate it, and good luck with everything tonight.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thank you, Ryan. That is Ryan Yao. He's the Director of Development at the Canucks Autism Network. Again, the Canucks game tonight is the Autism Acceptance Game. For more information about how you can help, about the How Sweet It Is jersey raffle, you could visit CanucksAutism.ca. And yeah, great to catch up with Ryan there, C-Mac, and learn a little bit more about a fantastic cause.